525,600 minutes. That's how many are in a year. You also might recognize that from Rent, if any of you are musical fans. Is there a way to get more? Regularly, if you're anything like me, do you get emails and podcasts and morning shows suggesting ways to maximize your time, streamline a process, eliminate redundancies, smooth out unnecessary roles and tasks, and maybe somewhere, a moment, here and there, will show up in your day? A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plan and a time to pick up what's been planted. Time is something we waste and slips through our fingers. We can't get it back, and yet we have too much of it on our hands at other points in our lives. Today we begin a 6-week series on stewardship. How is it that God's promises are fulfilled when you and I share what it is that we have? God's promises are always being spoken to us. God speaks through Scripture. The Bible is a living word. God speaks to us through the tradition of the gathered body, the church. God speaks to us through our own reason, indeed. And God speaks to us through the witness and the experience of others. In this series, we explore that God is calling us, truly, to step outside of where we have settled in to the contentness and the complacency of comfortable in another footstep in the journey of discipleship. Discipleship is about the stewardship of our time, our talents, our witness, the legacy of tithe and prayer. Time raises the question for each of us about intentionality. Do we know how we're using our time? Or have we fallen into habits unaware? Maybe I'm just talking to myself. Perhaps not. Our gospel lesson this morning catches up with Jesus on the edge of Tyre, not really interested in a lot of outside attention. Did you catch that when Fred was reading for us? We find Jesus in a conversation with the Syrophoenician woman advocating for her daughter. We're not told exactly what the demon is, doesn't matter. She's advocating for her daughter and her daughter's very life. And the woman ends up being more than just a truck stop on a political campaign for Jesus. Jesus is traveling from place to place and preaching and teaching. Jesus is healing and making people whole. Jesus is ushering in the kingdom of God. Where is Jesus spending Jesus' time? And yet the very quick voice of Mark takes time to tell us, Jesus enters the house and he didn't want anyone to know where he was. The mother, like many of us, I've listened to you, who advocate for their loved ones, spoke words that today even sound shocking. If we were editing this like the public relations campaign, we would edit this story out. But it's in the Bible. Jesus reflects the cultural slurs, calling the woman a dog, even as he entered the house to heal the girl. The mother is an agent of transformation. We've sometimes painted the mother as clever or witty or the product of a specific cultural location. We've said all these words. But she didn't stop. She advocated for her daughter. How do we spend our time? More fully, what we know about this story is it's sandwiched in between two feeding stories. There's one in chapter 6. We talked about it a number of weeks ago, where there was the feeding of 5,000. That was chapter 6. And then there's one coming up. We'll get there in chapter 8, where they're feeding 4,000. With 5,000, there were 12 baskets left over. That represented the tribes of Israel. 12 is the tribes of Israel, all the people of Israel. What if the Syrophoenician woman, who persisted in the advocacy for her daughter needing the healing of Jesus, helped to expand Jesus' ministry to the Gentiles? The feeding of the 4,000 in the 8th chapter, which follows, had 7 baskets left over. 7 is not only the number of completeness and wholeness, but the number of the nations. Hear that on World Communion Sunday with me for a moment. Perhaps there was an expansion happening right here, a time to seek and a time to lose. Are we still waiting for the crumbs of time to spend with those we love? Did you know that according to studies, if we're alive 80 years, we spend 11 of those years in front of screens, and only, listen to this, 334 days in school? I'll say it again. If we're alive 80 years, and some of you are doing even better than that, if we're alive 80 years, we spend 11 of those years in front of screens, and only 334 days in school. What are the priorities for our time? We care for family and for work, for school and community and self and much, much more. John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, asked 19 questions historically of those who were to be ordained. They included important reflective questions like, do you have faith in Christ? Are you fully devoted to God? As we consider the stewardship of our time this morning, I was struck by the last question. It's this: will you fully observe the following direction? Will you be diligent, never underemployed, never triflingly employed, never trifle away your time, never spend any more time in one place than is strictly necessary. Be punctual. Do everything exactly at the time. Do not mend our rules, but keep them, not for wrath, but for consciousness' sake. These are questions about time. How are we spending our time? So where are you and I giving time to serve one another? A steward in this stewardship conversation is one who considers how to best use what they've been entrusted with. A communion steward shares communion with all those who come, so it's accessible to those who are coming or those who are seated for communion. What an important role that person has. The trustees of our building are responsible to care so that it's in clean and good repair, and appropriate decisions are made. Where is it that you and I are sharing time with the body of Christ? We're told that all the parts of the body are needed, from those of us who cook to those of us who vacuum, from those of us who teach to those of us who pray. Where are our passions? There are no retired Christians. As a part of God's promises fulfilled, we will all receive a letter with an opportunity to commit, not just financially with our gifts, but also with our talents and our time. I ask you to prayerfully consider how you and your family are a part of this as well. Your time is a vital part of your giving. When you share your time as a Sunday school teacher, you are fulfilling God's promises to the generations of learners. When you share your time in the office preparing envelopes for mailings, you are fulfilling God's promises to homebound members receiving sermons or the congregation with a Thanksgiving mailing. When you share your time with Family Promise, you are fulfilling God's promises to those who are temporarily homeless. When you share your time as a youth leader, you are fulfilling God's promises to our young people as they explore fellowship and faith. When you join our prayer ministry, you fulfill God's promises by opening yourself up to the movement of the Holy Spirit. There's a time to keep silent and a time to speak. Now, I said with the children, there's also a time to rest. And Sabbath is a biblical practice, a practice that is weekly and is annually, a practice when Jesus drew away from the people to spend time in prayer and connection with God. We practice it here in worship, in nature, in creating art and music. We do it in connecting with our families and contemplating God's mysteries. If you don't have practices of Sabbath, I invite you to regular practices of Sabbath and more extended annual practices that restore your soul. Like we ask here, when do you rest and renew? There is a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to throw stones and a time to gather stones together. And in the midst, friends, of all these considerations, where have you offered grace to yourself and to others? You and I only have 525,600 minutes a year. Have we extended grace to ourselves and to one another when time has not been on our sides? In Mark's gospel, we watch Jesus expand the vision of God's kingdom and then share time. So this morning I ask you, where are you being called to consider and then reconsider offering grace to yourself and to others and share time with Christ's body, the church? This, my friends, is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.